We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than 2 decades of experience with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's UPWORK.com. Upwork.com.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint or stain project, saving is at the top of your to-do list. Save now with buy one, get one half off select paints, stains, and primers from top brands like Valspar, HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams, and Cabot via Visa gift card rebate. Find more Memorial Day deals now at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 515 through 528.
Hi and welcome to the Homeopathy Health Show. I'm Atik Ahmadbhatti, a fourth generation homeopath with over 25 years of professional experience and practice in this field of healing. The Homeopathy Health Show is the online voice of homeopathy around the world, promoting and raising awareness of this truly unique system of healing, which is suitable for all ages, young and old. Every week I invite guests from the world of homeopathy to come and share their experiences, their work, offer insights, and essentially talk all things homeopathy. Why not visit www.liketreatslike.co.uk and click on the radio and podcast button to listen to the latest episodes. So let's begin today's show here on UK Health Radio, the world's number one talk health radio. Hi and welcome to another episode of the Homeopathy Health Show here on the UK Health Radio Network. And as always, and trust me, it's never going to change, I'm your host, Atik Ahmadbhatti. So hey, I'm really, really excited to welcome to the show today's guest, and that is none other than Jessica Yacoub, who resides in Ontario in Canada. And she is actually a registered homeopath with nearly a decade of nursing experience in labor and delivery, medical dermatology, and community health. Now, since graduating from the Canadian College of Homeopathic Medicine in 2023, she has been committed to providing professional homeopathic care to families and individuals, both locally within her community and across the globe. And isn't that just wonderful indeed? So without further ado, I welcome you, Jessica Yacoub, to the Homeopathy Health Show with open arms and a virtual hug.
Hi, Atik. Virtual hug back. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you so much for having me today.
No, it's wonderful. We actually connected, didn't we, on social media. And Here we are.
It's good. Social media, I feel like it's connecting a lot of homeopaths, actually. So it's quite nice.
I love it. There's so much that can be done. And it's wonderful, isn't it? It makes you wonder, right? How did we live without it?
To be honest, I am one of those people that purposely choose not to live with social media.
Really?
As much as possible. But actually, when I started my homeopathic studies, at that time, social media just wasn't a part of my life so much. And now that I, re-entered into the world of homeopathy, it's beautiful to actually be a part of it, because you're connecting with so many homeopaths across the globe. There's so much more passion and desire for homeopathy in the general population. And you can just feel there's this fire. And so now I've been easing into the social media a little bit more. So it's been nice.
It's nice overall. It's just that connection. You've said it so wonderfully well, that it's all about connecting, right? And it makes you feel, right? I know it's virtual, but it does make you feel as part of this virtual family, right? whose objective is everyone, every homeopath's objective is the same, right? To help others. That's
Absolutely.
it. You know, that is it. That's everything in one, right? And
Absolutely.
yeah, and here we are. Look, I mean, this is a collaboration technically, you know, and we'll go on further to promote you and the show and that you've been on here. It's something you can use as well. So it's nice, isn't it? Nice all round, right?
It's absolutely amazing. Yeah, and it's great because without the technology and the social media, we probably would have never been able to meet each other and have this
Yeah.
experience, right?
Yeah. Yeah,
Yeah.
it's quite interesting, isn't it? When people say I've socialized and you find out they've actually just been on Zoom. Hey, modern
It's true.
socializing in the modern world is actually just using Zoom.
I know, it's very true.
Isn't
It's like a family away from home, you know?
it's so weird. But hey, I don't want to go down that rabbit hole, so let's wait.
Oh, yes. That's okay.
So you have a really interesting background, of course, in nursing, with over a decade of experience, especially in labor and delivery, community health. So why homeopathy? Do share.
Okay, so this is actually really interesting, and I think my evolution into becoming a homeopath is not the average story because prior to becoming a nurse, I actually had started my homeopathic degree. So this was over a decade ago, and I was in my early 20s, super young, very excited for the future ahead of me. And I always had, as a young child, this desire to help people. And I knew that I was going to be some sort of alternative healthcare practitioner. I just felt this energy within me. And in my 20s, I didn't really know anything about homeopathy, to be honest, but there were three schools that I found at the time online that had, this alternative approach to healing. So there were two homeopathic colleges, and then one was the Naturopathic College of Medicine. And I said, homeopathy, I've never heard of this. Naturopathy, I was very well versed with, but I was like, it just intrigued me. It pulled me in, right? And so I went to a couple of, the like information se sessions, and I joined it right away, and I started my homeopathic degree. I completed year one and year two, and you're going in through with all the materia medica, the organon, and all this stuff. But all of a sudden, at the end of year two, I woke up one morning and I said, I need to go to nursing school. And everybody around me was like, what, Jessica, you in nursing school? Like, this doesn't make sense. It just didn't, because I was always the person giving the alternative health advice. And I just felt this deep call within that I had to satisfy this desire to learn everything from every corner. And, in homeopathy school, we were learning the homeopathic philosophies, but I really just wanted to learn about the modern medicine approach in order for me to become more of, I felt like it would strengthen me as a clinician. And also I had this brain where I'm always seeking more knowledge. What can I learn, right? And so I decided to put my homeopathic studies on hold. I applied for nursing school the same evening. And I went into nursing school, and I was definitely the rebel nurse. I went in with like trails blazing. I was questioning everything. I was, in classes, they were always saying, how would we treat this? And I was always giving, well, maybe we could look at diet or nutrition or homeopathy or these different things. And I was, always kind of challenging the status quo. And I knew I would not survive as a nurse, and I knew I would probably not stay in nursing for long, but I just felt so happy to be there in order to soak up the knowledge that education provided me. Like, how does modern medicine look at disease? Learn a ton about pharmaceuticals and their associated side effects. How to read diagnostics and how to interpret them. I felt like this was all going to make me a better clinician at the end of it. And so I went into nursing, and I as much as I had enjoyed it, as I said, I was always challenging the status quo and was kind of inching myself out along the way. And then the pandemic had happened, and it just made it very clear to me that I needed to absolutely follow my true passion of being an alternative healthcare provider, and I was ready to make the move back to homeopathy complete my degree and start my own practice, and that's exactly what I did.
I think that's that's really, really good as an avenue, because diagnostics as homeopaths, we may not talk about it, but we diagnostic reports really help, right?
I think
Because a lot
so.
of patients do come with acutes, majority of time, but even with the chronics, we need to know, right? You need to know pathophysiology, you need to understand, right, what the reports are saying, because it does actually help in taking a case, right? Doesn't it?
Absolutely. And I think, in homeopathic school, we do get some of that education, but my nursing career and my nursing education allowed me to actually experience it on the front lines and really kind of understand disease processes, the anatomy, the physiology, how they would treat it. And, I've had some cases where clients come to you, for example, with an issue, and of course, we're just going to take a look at the symptom picture sitting in front of us as a homeopath, right? And we can make a clear prescription. But part of that is also what is the etiology, right? As we know, or what's the causative factor for what's going on? And I actually had a case of a family member who came to me who had this kind of this recurring cough for several years. And she had gone to the doctor, and over the last 6 weeks, it was getting worse and worse and worse and worse. And she's like, okay, I had this recurring cough, but over the last 6 to 8 weeks, it's just been every day. I'm choking up, waking up in the middle of the night, like I'm having a hard time breathing. And she was just fearful for her life. Like she just, it was t literally taking the breath out of her. And so I said, okay, let me help you. She's like, I've gone to the doctor, and they said, it's just regular part of your problem. Here's a puffer, right? And I said, okay, so my homeopath brain came on, and then a little bit of my nursing brain, because I was like, I delved deeper into the case, and part of my question was, well, what has changed in the last 6 to 8 weeks, right? As homeopaths, we're always asking that question. And she said, no, nothing, nothing, nothing's changed. And I said, have you started any new medications? And she goes, actually, yeah, about 2 months ago, I started this medication for my blood pressure. And I said, do you mind giving me the name of your blood pressure medication? And she goes, yeah, this is the name. And I go, I read it, I saw the class of the blood pressure medication. And for me, it was clear that it was like definitely a side effect of the medication, right? And so I said, you need to go to your doctor and you need to request like a change in this prescription and move to a second class of an antihypertensive. And she did that. And within days of changing her prescription, that cough had gone completely away. And so like as a homeopath, for me, it was like, should I just give a remedy or should, do I have to see what's going on and then possibly remove what could be an obstacle to cure had I had not looked at the medication, right? And so it's like it helps you. I think it just helped me with understanding artificial disease processes and treating them versus the natural physiological disease processes. And so as a homeopath, I felt like I did my job there, but my nursing kind of helped me because I don't know if I would have necessarily caught on to that as quickly without
Absolutely. I
a lot of
think I agree
experience.
with you. And that's, that's so important, because you can take a case and you could try to get to the causa causalis here, but this was superficial.
Correct,
Yeah. So
exactly.
its causa causalis was actually taking something else, which just didn't sit right because of the side effects. So sometimes that's so needed. There's so many different approaches, right, to homeopathy, but that having a, I mean, nowadays there is a great push to have more and more medical an understanding of medical know-how, pathological processes, the disease process itself, what happens, why it happens, what hormones are involved, what neurotransmitters are involved, how, when, why, what. And that, I think, is personally a really good thing, because it puts you in that position where you can have a patient and try and fix a cough, or you can say, well, just stop that medicine. Yeah. So the example I'll give you is I treat so many children and infants with eczema. And in nearly 60% of the cases, it's nothing to do with their the emotional distress that they may be under, or things that they've seen or suffered or experienced, you know, that mental and emotional. All it is that milk's not right for them. And they
Right.
change the milk and the eczema's cleared up.
Yeah.
So,
And I think that's important.
yeah, it's important. Yes, of course, further down, excuse me, further down the line, you do treat the fact that, well, why were they allergic to the milk, right? Why
Right,
did it cause
exactly.
that? But initially, to clear it up, it's like, well, hang on, that's phase one. And let's move to phase two. It's medical homeopathy, you could call it, couldn't you?
Correct. And I think also, like, so she still had this recurring kind of underlying cough that would come every so often or, you know, a couple of times in a month. And so once we were able to remove that superficial disease, which was caused by that type of drug, then I could actually retake the case and treat the chronic issue as the true picture that was there. And literally, I it was a perfect case of phosphorus. There was a history of TB. She was really anxious. There was a lot of restlessness. She had this chronic cough. And I know, like, it just fit perfectly. I mean, like, phosphorus is one of our anti-tubercular remedies, like, one of the top ones. And I said, just take this remedy now and let's see what happens with your natural cough over the course of time. And this was last summer. And she's called me several times and said, "I don't know if it's what you gave me or what's going on, but like I feel great. I haven't had any issues with my cough at all." And so, yes, part of the picture was we need to modify your prescription medication, and then the second was let's treat now the deeper kind of stuff with the homeopathy, and we were able to get like a better response, I think.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
You know, the amount of patients I've had, it's so funny because it's always the amount of patients I've had who said, "Oh, well, look, all of a sudden I did this and it changed everything and I feel so much better." I don't know if it was a coincidence that the homeopathy, and I think, here we go, you know, like, why do I get all the coincidences? You know, it's like, hang on a minute.
It's always a
It's funny, isn't
coincidence
it?
when it's homeopathy, right?
It's always a coincidence when it's homeopathy, you know?
But I also find that when like a mom comes to you or you're treating their children and they just witness the power of the homeopathic medicine, and it's undeniable, especially in a child or in their pets, where the child just doesn't know what they're taking, the pet doesn't know you're adding it to their water bowl, and you just see these changes. They cannot say that it's just, oh, coincidence. It's okay, this was the homeopathic remedy. I love this. Give me more. And, how can we continue doing this for the future? And I think, yeah, that's an interesting thing there too.
So tell me, when it comes to homeopathy, give us some examples where it's really, really helped. Any su success stories, I suppose, or, how have you seen that transform the way you are as well? Because homeopathy is inspiring, right? It inspires me every day. Somebody calls up with a chronic condition and they said, "Wow, it's gone." And you think, "Oh, even though we know it happens, but it's still always such a pleasant surprise, isn't it?" And that
Yeah.
moment where it's like, this is brilliant. Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
I mean,
yeah.
like success stories, there's so many, and it's hard to just pinpoint like one or two because every time you treat someone, there's usually always some sort of shift. But for example, I have a lot of skin cases I find. And I was a dermatological nurse for some time, and I do understand, the topical steroid withdrawal is a possible side effect. And I've had really good cases with chronic long-standing eczema or some psoriasis where their susceptibility to the recurrence it drastically decreases. And you literally just give a remedy and you can see within just a few days to a week's time what their eczema presented and in person, and then how it shifts. And I like those types of cases too, because it's a vivid picture right in front of you versus the person's subjective feelings, right? Or for example, I had a client with like a chronic long-standing history of warts, almost over 20 years, and they had done everything under the sun conventionally. And then you give a single homeopathic remedy, and within several months, I watched the warts actually come out of the skin more and more and more, and the skin around the warts start to just kind of peel and exfoliate, and then the warts just dissipated. And you're talking about a history of 20 years, right? So for me, I am still always amazed by homeopathic medicine and its capacity to heal. But I feel as a practitioner, I'm not doubtful of the remedies or the medicine that I'm utilizing. I'm always almost expecting every time I give someone a remedy that there's going to be a shift. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that absolutely makes sense because we've had these conversations, and I've actually I'm recently been talking about this in my online classes that it matters what the practitioner is thinking at that moment when they're handing over a remedy. It's your
Absolutely.
energy. Your energy is handling energy. So if you're thinking, "Let me give this and it's not going to work," it's not, because you've got a lot of negative energy there, right?
Yeah, that
And
is
that can
so.
sometimes be overpowering. Not all the time, not every time, but majority of times that can actually have a very detrimental effect. So I like what you've just said, "Yeah, I'm going to give this and it's going to work," type of thing, because it does, then it does work.
Absolutely.
I've had practitioners who've given the wrong remedy. It wasn't the indicated remedy. Things happen. Sometimes you pick up Pulsatilla instead of phosphorus because you've got a rack of, it's just the rush and everything, various reasons, but it works. Which tells me, certainly over the last decades, that it is a lot to do with intention as well. A lot of it,
I
the
agree. And
intention
there's
has to be there, right?
always the intention always has to be there, and your confidence in your remedy choice. And when your patients see that too, and they see that you're confident in that, I think they also know that they're going to respond better to the remedies. And I've also found, this is a little bit of a side note of what you're speaking about, but for children's cases, sometimes I like to just put like a little tiny heart or like some kind of graphic on the remedy, with that intention that it's going to like bring them, happiness or healing. And I don't know if it's actually a thing or not, but I truly feel that, and whenever I do that, the responses to the remedy are almost even quicker than when I don't do that.
I'm going to try that, and I'm going to do some nice hearts as well, and I will let you
You
know how that goes. Yeah.
know what? Give it a try. I swear I've done it a few times and it
I'll
works for sure.
definitely do that. Hey, I wanted to ask you, Jessica. You mentioned something quite interesting, which is skin conditions, psoriasis. You mentioned eczema. How do you go about treating that then? What's your way? Because we all have different ways. So just do share for everybody's benefit, I guess.
So for me, I would say I'm mostly a classical prescriber, especially for skin cases. I find that a single remedy, I don't want to aggravate skin cases, because I usually find when someone comes in with a type of eczema or psoriasis, these are the people that are more sensitive to their environment, the foods they eat, their emotions, etc. There's usually the sensitivity that I find around skin cases. And so the success that I've had with skin cases has always been usually a single remedy dosed very infrequently, maybe once a week, once every 2 weeks, watch and wait. And I always go back on the client's feedback, as well as with the, you know, whether they're sending me photos virtually or I'm seeing them in person in clinic. So a lot of people, though, however, with skin conditions, they're usually coming in while using some form of a topical steroid. And so I know I can't tell them that they can discontinue it without their doctor's orders, but I kind of provide that information to them and say, you know, like, if you just speak to your physician, maybe we can kind of tailor off of it slowly. So we don't kind of aggravate or go into full topical steroid withdrawal. And then the homeopathic remedies can treat the underlying condition at its root, right?
That's very important, by the way. That tapering off is very important. You know, you're absolutely right, because there is a rebound, it or not. And it's very logical and sensible to actually do it in that way. Taper it off in conjunction with your, you know, medical professional. And for then homeopathy takes over, because at the, you know, it, yeah, I get it. It works as well.
Yeah. And I think that a lot of people that come to me for skin conditions, they've already started tapering off themselves. And so when they're presenting to me in clinic, what they're actually showing me is not a true picture of their eczema. It's actually topical steroid withdrawal. So here I am now as the homeopath. And now we've got kind of not more of this kind of mess to deal with, but it makes it a little bit more challenging and a little bit more rewarding when you have these cases. And I had a really good eczema case that was treated with a smaller or lesser known remedy, Resvenanata. And the predominant feature was eczema of the lips. And within the repertory, there was only 12 remedies, and Resvenanata just absolutely did wonders in that case. And I mean, that for me was one of my most rewarding experiences as a homeopath. And that, I know that patient was super happy as well, and just fell in love with homeopathy after that.
Brilliant.
Point. Yeah.
You know, the rare remedies work really well, don't they?
Yes. And that would never have been on my radar either, right?
Yeah. It's interesting, because the rare remedies don't have a massive write-up as well. The symptom picture is very limited, right? Very, very restricted, almost, you could say. But if you get a case which matches that, it works like 1,000% better than probably the common polycrests, right?
Yeah.
Because it's so focused, right?
And so that also opened me up, as you were asking me, like, how has it changed you as a practitioner? Because now sometimes I'll just look for that small keynote symptom or that strange, rare, peculiar symptom, just that one little thing, and then kind of go to the repertory and examine all the remedies that have that interesting characteristic. And usually I'm finding that the answer is within there somewhere.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
So you're quite busy, right?
Yeah. So I actually operate two ways. I'm local to my community, and I work out of the Bradford Wellness Center in Thursdays and Fridays. So to local clients who prefer to see me in person. And then I also work virtually. And with social media, I definitely would say my caseload has been building up. I guess people are seeing my posts, or they're coming to my page and they're being more intrigued about homeopathy. I also think since the pandemic, a lot of people's minds have opened up to alternative medicine.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. Right? I feel like when I first started homeopathic studies over a decade ago, most people didn't really know what homeopathy was. But now there's like everybody's wants something else, right? And so
it's brilliant, though, isn't it? It's so great, good, isn't it, to have that, because people are now questioning their health, and they're looking at alternative means. And that's brilliant, because unless it's a critical emergency, health should be, you know, people need to think about that. They need to accept who they are. They find themselves, right? What works for one doesn't work for the other. And I think it's really, really important.
Yeah. And I think also a lot of people nowadays are taking more responsibility for their health. I think there's this shift where they see that they can not essentially, like they can essentially be their own doctor. I think it's true. I think we have the knowledge and the information readily available nowadays, you know, at our fingertips. So if you have that will and that desire, you can do so much for yourself. In terms of your own healing, right? You don't need to kind of give that away to somebody else. And I think that's what also attracts people to homeopathy, because it really makes you understand your body's ability to heal and become so much more resilient. And I'm that type of practitioner where if you come to me with an acute, I may not even give you a remedy sometimes. Like, is this symptom just a part of the natural disease process? Like, if it's just, you know what I mean? Or do we really need a remedy here? And so I feel like the more and more people start to examine their symptoms and their health this way, they start to become more empowered.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
You're absolutely right, which takes me on actually to these clinics that you mentioned, the ones in Bradford. So how is that? You find a lot of it is counseling, isn't it? It's talking to the patient and really just, well, number one, listening and observing, I suppose both go hand in hand. But also the fact that sometimes just a conversation is sufficient, isn't it? Have you not seen how people just get it off their chest and they feel better and they say, well, do you know what? I'll wait because I feel okay now.
Yeah, absolutely. And so many times after our consult, people just say, oh, that was like a great, fantastic therapy session. Yeah. Because most people I find that come to see me or come to my clinic, they don't actually know what homeopathy is. They just know it's some form of natural medicine. But then once we start asking questions and they're like, oh, why do you need to know that? Or, you know, why do you care so much about this? And then you start to, you know, teach them about homeopathy and how much these things matter to their prescription. Then they start to think about their health in different ways and they start to become way more in tune with their bodies.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
And they start making so many more connections, I find, over time as well.
Also, what's interesting here is that because you're teaching them, as homeopaths, we talk to, of course, our patients about why and cause and what could happen and that chain reaction that results in pathology and whatnot. It's interesting because you're actually empowering them. So for next time, they may not rush. They may think, well, hang on, let me sit down because I remember my homeopath said this. And do you know what? That makes sense. This is what happened because that happened. You're empowering them, right? And that's knowledge. We have to know who we are, how our bodies are, right? How we are as individuals, rather than put everybody in the same box and off you go.
Yeah, absolutely. Because everybody's a unique person, and that's the whole premise of homeopathic care, right?
Absolutely.
So it just helps you to actually learn more about yourself. over time.
Now, you have a background in labor and delivery. Woohoo! So how does that fit into homeopathy? How does that, because homeopathy is fantastic, isn't it, for labor pains, for pregnancy, postpartum infection, etc., etc. So do share.
So I have had a few cases where I've helped support women homeopathically during their pregnancies, whether it's for, certain acutes or chronic conditions, also with fertility cases, and then also postpartum, arnica, hypericum, these types of remedies just I feel like speed up healing so much. And then also, supporting them in their breastfeeding, with milk production if there's any issues there. Really, I truly loved labor and delivery nursing. Even at that time, I was the rebel nurse where I was always taking on the unmedicated labors. Those were just the ones that I gravitated towards. So I was always assigned those ones. But now I've always thought about how interesting it would be if we could get just a little labor kit in every single hospital room. And kind of train, nursing staff or doctors on how to use these labor kits, like with homeopathic remedies, and how the labors would maybe progress, and what kinds of situations would evolve, and would we, have less emergency C-sections or less issues like that? It's something that I feel like I might venture towards in the future if this could be a possibility, but I would
It's
really
a
like,
good idea.
yeah. I mean, I don't know how to go about it just yet, but it's in the back of my head.
That means it's going to come to fruition very, very soon. Watch what happens.
For sure. And
Good ideas, you know.
yeah, I feel like more people are opening up to it, but it may be something that I'll work on in the future for sure.
Now, I have a question for you, which is totally nothing to do with anything. But it's
Okay.
going to be a bit of fun, okay? So, if you could sit down with any historical homeopath, who would it be and why? I thought I'd
Ooh.
throw that in from that deep conversation we had and just make it a bit light.
Okay. So, I mean, obviously, everyone would probably answer Hahnemann, or, that would be an obvious, but I've been recently reading Dorothy Shepherd's book, A Physician's Posy. And I just love the way she's been talking about cases and her knowledge. I feel like there's something I just gravitate towards, sitting down with also a female homeopath, like someone who revolutionized, homeopathy from that perspective. So I think it would be Dorothy Shepherd.
Interesting. I
Not sure if
like
that's
that.
what you were expecting or not, but
I wasn't expecting that, but that's interesting nevertheless, right?
yeah.
Interesting indeed. Okay. So, staying with that theme, okay? So, three favorite books, let me ask you.
Oh my goodness, I am on. Yeah, so my three favorite books right now, I'm currently reading, so The Physician's Posy, that's definitely at the top. I'm starting Hahnemann's Chronic Diseases. That will be a very interesting one to read. And I think those are the two. I don't know about the third one. I'm just so delved
There's
in on those.
gotta be.
Another one that's interesting for me. I like Angelica Lemke's
Yeah.
book for children's cases. I'm really so I have a lot of children's cases actually, a lot of autism, ADHD, behavioral cases, and I've been delving into her book a lot to help me with, case analysis. And I like it because she adds a little bit of that intuitive feel into, the remedies. And it really helps me to, see the remedies in different pictures. So that's definitely one of my tops as well that I'm really delving into heavily.
Good. So tell me, from there we go back, of course, to homeopathy. And what, you know, when you look at where you are now, which is, I think it's really nice because you're in a very good place, right? Because you have the medical background, and then you've combined it with homeopathy, and that's a real powerhouse, I feel, you know, and I find that. How, I mean, what's the way forward now? What are you thinking of? I mean, I know you mentioned a few things, but what's in store? What do you want to work on? You know, you mentioned this delivery kit. I think that's really needed, and I think you can do so much with just that. And it's only probably a handful of remedies, right?
Yeah.
But that's empowerment as well, and it's also recognition. But so much needs to change for that. I know in the US, things are changing slowly. But around the world, it's just everybody's so much in a system. And there's nothing wrong with that, of course. There's systems for everything, right?
Sure, yeah.
But it's time that people sort of stepped out of their comfort zone, you know, and sort of took ownership for their health. So what are your plans is what I'm asking, you know, coming for the future?
Yeah, so I mean, I'm still in my infancy in my homeopathic career, right? So graduating in 2023, I feel like I'm still heavily now. The true learning is when you're in practice. I'm reading all of the books. I'm going deeper into materia medica. I'm relearning the remedies that you were once taught in different formats, different views from different historical physicians, homeopaths, etc. But for me, I think the biggest thing that I'd like to focus on is to bring awareness to homeopathy, which I feel like I'm really starting to focus on doing that via my social media page. A lot of my page is not so much of, you know, what remedy can you use for this or that, but it's about the principles and theories around homeopathic care and kind of intriguing people to really understand the deeper aspects of homeopathy.
Yeah.
So I think that would be one big thing. Obviously, you know, I mentioned the labor kit, somehow getting into hospitals, that would be a big thing. And then for me, I think also I would like to travel to another country. Most likely I would like to go to India and then just further my studies there a little bit.
Hey, I've got loads of connections over there, so just let me know.
Okay, if you do, that would be great, because I'm kind of just
they'll look after you. They'll look after you. I can put you in touch with the best homeopaths.
Have you traveled there?
I've been twice.
Okay.
But recently no, because it's just too much to do. I just about leave the clinic for a cup of tea, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know it's busy.
for sure. I mean, you're doing so much, and your podcast is an amazing thing. So you know, keep up the good work too.
Oh, thank you. Hey, the world's number one radio show now on homeopathy radio talk
means
show.
Something, absolutely, yeah.
Whatever that means, it means something, right?
No, for sure. I have been listening to your podcast for a very long time, and I've enjoyed it. So it's helped me get through homeopathy school. It helps me, you know, during the days. So I'm all about it.
That's very nice of you. That's really nice. Good. Well, then, you know, they're also useful if you want to go to sleep.
I'm not going to lie. I probably have done that as well a few times.
Yeah. You know, somebody said to me once, they said, you don't talk like this in real life. And they said, you do, but you don't. And I said, no, it's just the mic, you know, and you can sort of lower your voice a bit more because it's very sensitive, isn't it?
Yeah.
And now it's the Homeopathy Health Show. And it's like...
It's very relaxing.
Thanks for that.
Yeah, no, it's very relaxing and very encouraging for sure.
Yeah. So outside of your practice, what about you? Any hobbies? What do you do? What's exciting and what are your hobbies? I mean, my hobbies are pretty much, I would say, just getting out of the clinic and going for a walk. But I do like climbing. And just getting to a peak and just sitting there and just enjoying it, you know?
Yeah, for sure. So I would say gardening is one of my favorites. Like now spring is coming, so I'm looking forward to cleaning up the backyard, planting, gardening, you know, growing some vegetables, things like that. I love hiking, so I will usually hike around some parks or things around the area. I'm a very outdoorsy type of person. So the more I can be outside, the better it is. And then other than that, I'm just spending time with my family, my friends. And honestly, I am a bookworm. So give me a book every single day. I am just going to read, you know, as much as I can, maybe 50 pages a day on something.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, easily. Like,
that's,
if I don't read, I'm not satisfied.
That's nearly enough pages as the cups of tea I have. I don't. For those listeners around the world, I don't have that much, but it was funny just to say it.
Yeah, so usually, I mean, a good book on a sunny day is it's my favorite thing to do.
Hey, you know, I was thinking later this year, let's do a live.
Yeah, that
let's
would
do
be
a
awesome.
Live in clinic. It'd be nice, wouldn't it? Let's call it medical homeopathy. Let's do a live Insta or whatever, and
for sure.
We can talk about, you know, the ailments which your experiences and as well. We can talk about labor and pregnancy, and I think that will work well, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I think that would be a great idea, and I'm very open to doing that if you'd like to.
Yeah, absolutely.
For sure.
Well, we're nearly at the end of the show, so it's been a real honor to get to know you, to get have you on the show. So thank you so much, because that's just brilliant. And we're going to keep in touch. And let's you know, ladies and gentlemen, for those listening, you see the real ideas, the best ideas, always come live. And that was live. So we'll collaborate on some live clinics. I think that will work very well indeed, yeah?
For sure. I would love to do that. Thank you so much.
Wonderful. Well, time has flown by. Thank you. And I will talk to you very soon.
Yeah, thank you so much, Atif.
I do hope you've enjoyed this week's episode of the Homeopathy Health Show. Please do support the show by clicking follow on my socials. Remember, the more exposure the podcast receives, the better for homeopathy around the world. You can find me on Instagram by searching for @like_treatslike, and on both Facebook and TikTok by searching for @liketreatslike. So let's promote the voice of homeopathy on radio and podcast around the world together. Don't forget to visit me online at www.liketreatslike.co.uk and click on the radio and podcast tab. Here you'll be able to see all the guests that have joined me on the show so far. And of course, you can stream on demand the latest episode to your mobile, tablet or PC. Until next time, stay safe and take care.
You think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims. Sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.